Crawling afternoon of hurling. Took him 60 minutes to break down from a goal point of view. Two goals in 50 seconds has just turned the game upside down.
Yeah, there's a lot to that game, to be honest with you. You know, we started well. It was a good first 15 minutes for us, 10 minutes maybe, and got 5-0 up. We played against a very strong Breeze, and I think Water kind of got to the tempo of it then, and they had a very good run for maybe 10 or 12 minutes. I think we were down 15-10. Keno comes on for Adam, who had picked up a yellow and was on a warning, and we just felt there's no point in risking going down to 14. So Keno came on and gave us great life for the following 8 minutes before half time. We got it from 14. You know, with just 1 point at half time, which was, I think that was a very significant piece, to be honest with you.
What was the word at that stage? Because there was that 14 minute period you've identified, it was 8-1 in favour of Waterford at that juncture.
Yeah, we were just struggling to get on breaking balls, struggling to win puck out. Listen, we lost a few battles as well. You know, we wouldn't be happy with it. It was a poor spell in the game for us, you know, and we won't be happy with it. I think we'll sit down to review it on Tuesday night. You know, there will be, you know, an uncomfortable viewing for that part of the game. Listen, all told, this is Munster Championship, lads, and every game matters. Every game counts. There's nobody going to give an inch. You know, we knew to get the second set of 2 points, we were going to have to really work very hard. I felt very confident that we had a bench coming into today's game that would make a big impact, and as it turns out, the bench was absolutely critical to getting the result today. You know, David Reedy came on, made a big impact. I think, you know, Colin Coughlin came on and went back, allowed Kyle to sit, go back into the pocket, and that made a big impact, made us very solid there. Keno, obviously, as I mentioned, coming on there. Tom Morrissey comes on and gets 3 points. You know, I think our subs made a really, really big impact and gave energy to the team as well. You know, it wasn't just what they did, it was the energy they gave to everybody else as well.
That on the hour mark, though, two critical turnovers, John, and the one in the middle of the field could have been a Waterford free, it could have been a free for yourselves at the same time. James Owens leaves a break, and that Aidan O'Connor got a boot to it to kick it up the field, and that was a crucial moment before Peter Casey got the boot over the line.
Yeah, I think that goal is literally all about character. You know, we had them in a vulnerable position. We put enough pressure on. We got the break we needed, and when we got the chance, we took it. So, listen, they weren't pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but I think there was great desire in our group to try and get those couple of goals. And, you know, we're getting them. You know, every day now we're getting those goals, and that wasn't always the case in the past. I think our goal scoring rate is well up on previous years across our season, and we want to keep that going, and we'll be going back for more, please God.
You had one chance in the first half, John, there for a goal, didn't take it, but after that, when you got those in the second half, the game just seemed to open up and a freedom came into your play that wasn't there before that first goal you got.
Yeah, we were just a bit tentative in the second half. Listen, there was a huge amount riding on this game. This was a huge tariff game today. You know, you don't get this right today and your season is on the ropes. So, you know, there was a bit of tentativeness and a bit of nervousness there. But I think once we settled, and listen, with the leadership we had coming off the bench and the experience we had coming off the bench, it gave us great confidence then to push on and to get the result we did in the finish.
And is it important now that you have that secured before the last day out? You just wanted to be sure that you were true to the knockout stages, is that right?
Listen, to get out of Munster is an achievement. There's no doubt whatsoever in that. But for us, listen, next weekend is in reality a Munster semi-final for us, you know. So we've just got to go back, reset this week. You know, the review will be tough in some respects, because, you know, we did leave Waterford get, you know, a run on us at times in the game today, and we paid a heavy price for it. And but at the same time, I have to acknowledge the character shown by the lads, you know, the calmness and, you know, the willingness to grind it out, stay patient, stay calm, stay focused and get the job done in the finish. And I've a great regard for what they did out there now today.
Must be great for you to have Keane Lynch and Aaron Gillan back in the team now.
Yeah, listen, it's about the collective. As I mentioned, the energy of the whole group is important. You know, everybody contributes. You know, we've lads that are out there doing their bit of work right now, you know, who didn't maybe get to play today. We had another 8 guys who were back with their clubs last night playing matches. Everybody's going to come back in and be fighting for their place again on Tuesday night. And that's what we need, you know. And, like, we're very lucky. We're a very healthy and fit group at the moment. So it's going to be very competitive in the weeks ahead. And no more so than this week coming.
Hi John, it's going to be a great team next week. They're looking to prove a point after last night, so are you kind of, I suppose, aware of a backlash coming from them?
Yeah, listen, for the minute, I'm very focused on ourselves. You know, we've a lot to take from today's game. Positives, but an awful lot of areas that we know that we won't be happy with. We allowed Waterford to dominate a number of sections of that game and to outfight us in a number of occasions, and that quite simply just won't do next week.
John, the carrot of another Munster final is there. Obviously, every game is there to be won, but another Munster final is in the offing, I suppose, here next weekend.
There's nothing in the offing. It's quite simply, we have Tipperary coming to town here next weekend. There are 2 points up for grabs, and it'll be well fought out for, I can assure you. Yeah.